In general, I would say that the trend this poll and other polls reveal is certainly particularly important, namely the fact that Germany's traditional parties, Germany's biggest parties, the Conservative Bloc and the Social Democrats, have a crisis, whereas the alternative for Germany seems to be on the rise. So that trend is certainly important.
So, I mean, the Social Democrats are in free fall. They got around 20.5% in September when the German election took place. Now they're at 15.5%. That's a huge loss. Meanwhile, AfD, they were around 12.5% in the September vote. Now they're polling around 16%. What is driving that support for the AfD?
Essentially, the AfD taps into people's fears. They try to provide simple answers to complex questions, whether it is on migration, but also their criticism of the establishment of traditional political parties and various other topics. And tapping into those fears, touching those issues, has allowed them to take voters away from the main parties in Germany and also to convince non-voters, to convince people who previously didn't go to the polls to actually do so and vote for them.
So what's caused the drop in support for the Social Democrats? They're going the other way.
The reason behind that seems to be that they've lost their profile. Some people say that they've become less social, that the Social Democrats are becoming less social. They were part of Angela Merkel's government in two periods, two grand coalitions, and that work with Angela Merkel seems to have been the cause, and that's not only my view, it's also the view of many analysts here, that has caused them to lose the profile. For many years, the Social Democrats were seen, for example, as the natural home of Germany's working class. That seems to be changing in many parts in Germany. And although they did manage to pass key proposals when working with Angela Merkel, Angela Merkel's conservatives seemed to take the credit away from them. And that's one of the reasons why they're having such a bad time and why the poll numbers reflect that bad time that they're living.
It's an important time for the SPD because there's an important vote underway at the moment. There's been a coalition deal and that's been voted on by the SPD membership. So it's not a good time for this to happen.
Certainly not. We're talking here about the entire membership of the Social Democrats. They have to give their voice on whether they want this deal or they don't want this deal. And obviously, the numbers that we're seeing here will certainly reinforce the debate within the different parts of the SPD. The SPD is very divided on what path they should take, on whether they should join that grand coalition. Again, there are people who fear that doing so would harm the SPD, whereas other people say, well, the SPD can certainly gain ground. The SPD would certainly be able to get back that social profile if they can work in a government and if they can make sure that some policies in the government have that SPD signature.
Now, if the SPD members support the coalition deal, they'll end up with a coalition that, as you say, many of them don't want. But if they reject it, the AfD may get into power. So is there going to be some tactical voting going on?
There could be some tactical vote going on. In the back of everyone's mind within the SPD is obviously the fact that if they don't vote in favor of the deal, then Germany would most probably have to have fresh elections. And if you judge by the poll numbers that we're seeing, the SPD would suffer even more than what it got in September's election. So obviously, that's something that SPD voters are particularly considering now when it comes to this all-important vote. But it's all about the renewal of the party. And there are certainly many people within the SPD who believe that the renewal of the party would be better if they did it outside of government.
And they've also got a new leader waiting in the wings. Is she going to inject some fresh life into the party?
Well, she has to. It's not whether she wants to. She has to inject fresh life into the party. She's someone who has the capacity to talk to the youth branch. She was a youth leader of the SPD, but is also someone who can talk to the leadership of the party. In other words, she's someone who's capable of, in a way, trying at least to join the two sides of this debate.
Okay, Thomas Sparrow, great talking to you as ever. That's DW's political correspondent, Thomas Sparrow. Thanks, Thomas.
Thank you very much.